The pipe that calls us to action. Excellencies, dear delegates, distinguished guests, dear colleagues and friends, it is my pleasure to warmly welcome you all to the International Environment House to celebrate World Environment Day. Every year, the 5th of June is a special day as the planet's largest platform for environmental outreach and action. Here in Geneva, it's tradition that we celebrate World Environment Day within the Geneva Environment Network with the support of our host country, Switzerland, the canton, and the city of Geneva. Without this vital support from our hosts, this celebration would not be possible. This year's World Environment Day celebration is hosted globally by Azerbaijan, and we already have the DPR of Azerbaijan with us. Thank you so much for joining us. And World Environment Day this year focuses on solutions to the climate crisis. It invites us all to listen to the planet's signals and go beyond the noise of delay, distraction, and denial. It asks us to reinforce positive tipping points and action that is rising across the world and which makes clear that change is coming. The question is, how fast can we make this change happen and how can we steer it best so that we can bring it to every corner of the planet? Here in Geneva, and I'm glad to see that you're already enjoying it, we start this celebration traditionally with a breakfast offered by our host country, Switzerland, and the local authorities. And this breakfast is held in parallel with a forum that aims to address this year's main topic. As most of you know very well, Geneva brings together an impressive concentration of international organizations, scientific organizations, civil society organizations, and policy platforms. Geneva serves as a hub for dialogue and negotiation across a wide range of sectors, including science, health, human rights, development, trade and green finance, peace and security, humanitarian action, and innovation. And this diversity is a unique strength that we also want to showcase today as part of this forum. And this unique strength, this diversity, allows International Geneva to bring together a unique cross-disciplinary expertise. And so, again, this morning's forum reflects on this collective strength, and I invite you all to explore, to connect, to exchange, to share, and to step into World Environment Day 2026. My profound thanks to all of you, but especially the many organizations who have agreed to join us for this forum and make this sharing of expertise, of this collective strength that we have here in Geneva possible and bring this forum to life. I also want to appreciate the many representatives of member states that we have with us and stakeholders broadly. As you enjoy this breakfast and the forum, I encourage you to stay with us, also for the high-level dialogue that we will start at 10:15 with many interesting speakers and representatives. And during this high-level dialogue, we will be looking to build or contribute to building this critical momentum for climate action on the road towards COP31 in Antalya later this year. So with these few words, keep enjoying the breakfast, enjoy the forum, roam around, explore the International Environment House, explore what International Geneva has to offer as we discuss climate action, as we celebrate World Environment Day, and I wish you all a happy World Environment Day. Thank you very much.